Good morning, folks. It's your buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. I am out here on the porch of my little cabin. I wish all of you could join me here, although the little porch is probably not big enough for all of us, but it's a pretty peaceful and quiet place to record, and I do a lot of my writing out here in this little cabin. It's only about 150 yards from our house, but it's sitting out in the trees, and it's a whole different world when you get out here. I've got a little cooking pit out in front, a little fire pit out here where we have campfires, and keep all a lot of my hunting and fishing gear in the cabin. Got a little air conditioner for, and trust me, here in Texas, we have needed that air conditioner here lately. I kid my wife that this is where my visiting dignitaries stay, but if I've got a hunting or fishing buddy up in this area and they want to stop by, well, this little cabin has got a couple of bunks there. They got a good place to spend the night, and we really do enjoy the little cabin out here. You know, in my writing, I do a newspaper column, the same column that I've been writing for almost 30 years, actually about 29 years. I've been writing this outdoor column, and it runs in a bunch of newspapers here in Texas. I wrote one that's going to be in the newspapers this week on old and new trends in the outdoors. And I think it a lot of you might be able to relate to this. Now, back in the day, rucksacks were common. Now, that's an old term for what we call backpacks today, rucksack. And I did a little research and all on these things, but the first rucksacks appeared in the Civil War era, and basically all they were was a sack with straps on the, you know, for your shoulders there. And I've read that they were extremely uncomfortable to, you know, to wear, and they didn't balance the load just right. So for most of my life, I've used modern-day backpacks with zippers on them. Now, when I was a kid, I had an old Army surplus rucksack, and I still remember how useful that thing was. Well, through the years, I have reverted back. You can still find the old heavy canvas rucksacks. I got mine from a place called Hogman Outdoors. You can go online to hogmanoutdoors.com and check them out. They're reasonably priced. But the advantage to these is the fact that you do not have a bunch of zippers. Now, the zippers are notorious, at least in my use of them, for binding. In other words, you're out in the woods at night hunting hogs or whatever you're doing, and you get, you know, you're not thinking about it. You grab that zipper and jerk up on it, and it binds the fabric up. Well, a rucksack, the one that I've got from Hogman Outdoors here, it's actually it has leather straps and buckles, you know, old school technology, but it works great. You just get ready to get something out of your rucksack. You can call it a pack if you want to, but that's the old school term, rucksack. You just undo the buckles, open that thing up, and it does have one zippered compartment inside, a little small zippered compartment for things like a compass or things like that, but it's a big zipper and it does not bind. So I thought, you know, started out as a kid using a basic rucksack, and I've advanced to all the modern day backpacks, and, you know, most of them have zippers, and I've did not like that for, but I just kept using them, buying new ones all the time, and now here I am reverted back to a rucksack. Guarantee you though, if you hunt a lot, you should really look into a rucksack, because I guarantee you, I'm not the only one that's had the problems of these zippers binding up. Another thing, thermocell. I've had a thermocell for 8 years, never used it. Mosquitoes are really bad right now. I broke it out. I won't be in the woods in the summertime without a thermocell. That's pretty new school technology, but it's very, very useful if you spend time outdoors. I wish we had about an hour, because I've got a lot more I'd like to share with you. But let's get back to Western Swing and other things. Join me here next week. We'll have some more fun. Folks, High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Tex Electric Smokers, Butcher Packer Supply, Air Force Air Guns, Hunter Supply, Darton Archery, Catfish Bubblegum, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT, Pyramid Air, and Pro Angler Tackle.